Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going right now as we're going to bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, how's the week been fishing here for you and your escapades, and what have you been hearing?
It's still been good. We've had a little rain here yesterday, and I pulled off my shacks on Fox Lake, but the fish were still biting real good. There has been still action on Winnebago, I heard, for perch. If you move around and find the active schools, you can do good. But, we're getting into that spring thaw, and should only get the fish fired up.
Now, it this time of year, especially we're getting some 40s and 50s, does the ice deteriorate pretty quickly and you have to be careful?
Yeah, the shorelines go first, pretty much. We have some runoff. It'll pop the ice. It'll pop it up, which then makes the shorelines kind of go bad. But if you can get on the ice, you're definitely going to probably do good with this type of year.
You know, I was talking to a bunch of guys. Were you one of the guys last year, this last weekend of fishing, that you were out in your boat when usually you're supposed to be ice fishing? So many people launched their boats last year for this last weekend.
Yeah. I actually was out during that. And I don't know. I like ice fishing a lot. So I'm glad to see that we have a nice base, and it should only should last definitely into March here.
Excellent. Anything else going on in the world of fishing and outdoors before you tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service?
Well, the game fish season closes here the first Sunday of March, and then your shacks have to be off on the 5th, I believe. So that's all right around the corner. So enjoy your tip-up action here while you can. All the major rivers are open year-round, like the Rock, Mississippi, Wisconsin, Fox River. Those bodies are open for game fish year-round. So, you can definitely move around and try those locations if you're after the walleyes.
All right, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
Yeah, if you'd like to book a trip, I'm scheduling some spring walleye and summer panfish. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hub for Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you do, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's move our attention right now over to the Madison chain and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. As boy, Pat, can you believe it's March already?
Yeah, I tell you what, it is we really had quite a shift in the weather here. We were dealing with a bunch of frigid cold, and now it feels like, it feels like April this week. But yeah, it's still some great opportunities to get out and do some fishing, that's for sure.
So what have you been hearing this week out on the Madison chain? Obviously, kind of a big weekend for fishing when it comes to the diehards.
Yeah, we've got game fish season closes Sunday at midnight, so a lot of people are going to be getting out and squeezing in their last rounds for pike and walleye on the Madison chain here. And, it's they're bound to have some good success this time of year. The pike are just getting ready to spawn, so they're bulking up right now looking for easy meals that oftentimes anglers can provide. And, walleyes are also in a good mood that as the water temperature starts to warm. They know spring's coming. Panfish here, too, in Madison's been really turning on. Late ice is one of my favorite times to be out, for sure.
Why do you think the panfish started heating up here recently?
Well, just because the water is warming up, depending on where you're at, if you got maybe some current coming in, like up here on Cherokee Marsh, you get some current coming in there, that water's a little warmer, that puts those fish in a better mood. It's just, we're coming out of those doldrums of February where everything was cold and frigid, and humans don't feel like doing much in that weather, and neither do fish.
Yeah,
so
remember,
they're ready for spring, and so
remember,
are we.
Remember last year at this time, people were launching their boats for this final weekend because there was absolutely no ice?
I was out there, and I was one of them. I was fly fishing on Lake Mendota for pike on the last weekend of game fish season last year. So yeah, it's quite a difference.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. If people, obviously, if you're fishing down there, you have to stop in and get the absolute most up to date information. What's going on? Tell us all about what you guys do at the DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, that's right. We're at 1411 North Fort Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a short jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town. And we've got everything here that you'd need to finish off your final weekend of game fish season. Lots of live bait and all the tackle you'd need, but most importantly, local advice. So we've got our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town. And, of course, I do a weekly fishing report too. Every Friday, we update that on our social media, DS Bait Tackle fly shop. But also I got the old phone line. You can call 608-BIG-FISH and listen to me talk about what's going on around town.
Pat, I appreciate all that you do, and we will chat again next week. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks, you too, Wade. Have a good one.
Let's move over to Fishtails right now and bring in Tim. So how is everything as we head into March, Tim, at Fishtails in Fox Lake?
Well, you know, it's better this year than it was last year. Last year, the lake was wide open on March 2nd. Now we're talking, I believe it's February 27th. We still got anywhere from 14 to 16 inches of ice. The landings are getting a little tough. There's a little water sitting by them. I see this weekend it's supposed to get down to 17, 18 degrees at night, so that should stiffen them up. But other than that, at least we've got some decent ice yet.
Yes, and guys are having some success getting out there. What are they catching?
You know, the bite has been very good the last 3-4 days. I know some guys went out tip-up fishing first part of the week, caught a lot of northerns in that 3 to 6 feet of water. Guys are getting a good amount of crappies yet. Some bluegills starting to bite along the west shore. Some of the crappies are out in the deep water. Some guys said they're getting them in the 6 to 7 feet of water. So, you know, once the water starts running down the holes in the spring like this, presides some of the best fishing of the year. And it's proven to be true because we've got a real good week going.
Hey, have you heard any of the other lakes across the region? Anything being caught around the area?
You know, I haven't heard much. I know guys are going out on Beaver Dam. They tell me there's still some bad spots out there, some open water, some heaves. A lot of guys going up to Puckaway yet, getting some northern pike up there. And as every time of the year, guys are going up to Big Green Lake trout fishing. So other than that, that's about all I've heard. Few guys going out on Lake Emily. That's slowed down a little bit. But, you know, we got till Sunday night at midnight for game fishing, so this is going to be the last weekend to get out there and try your luck.
Well, and if you're heading around Fox Lake, if you want to make sure your luck is even better, like going to Fishtails is like finding a four-leaf clover, isn't it, Tim? You know you're going to have some good luck and you'll kind of get some good direction?
That's exactly right. You know, stop in and see us. Even if you don't buy anything, stop in. We'll give you the latest reports, ice conditions, what's going on, where it's going on. You know, we're talking the 27th of February. It seems to me that winter just flew by. But, you know, March can bring some cold weather yet. Hopefully we get some below freezing nights and hold this ice. And we get some good late spring fishing. So other than that, that's about it. I haven't given the refishing report in the last couple of weeks. And I guess I would just like to say thank you for all the participants that showed up in the Fishtails 9th Annual Fishery. We had over 400 contestants, had a real good turnout. We made a lot of money, so we're beginning up a lot of fish in the lake this spring. So thank you for everybody that participated and showed up. We really appreciate it.
Hey, if somebody hasn't been to Fishtails, I guess we always have to ask because we forget sometimes because it's a legendary spot. Where are you located and what are your hours of operation, Tim?
We're located right by the bridge downtown Fox Lake, right on 33. On Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 5 a.m. Other than that, we open at 6 a.m. and we're open till 6 o'clock at night. So stop in and see us. We still got a good supply of winter tackle, and hopefully we'll have it hanging on the wall for quite a while here yet, and we get some good late spring ice fishing.
Tim, I appreciate all you do. Thanks for joining us from Fishtails. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you next week.
The ESPN Outdoors Report now shifts our attention to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green. And we're going to bring in Todd, and we've talked about it over the last few weeks, Todd. But big change here for you in your life and fishing in general. Tell us about what's happening this weekend.
Yeah, you know, this will be the last weekend the bait shop's open. I've decided we're going to retire, and we're going to sell the bait shop. We tried to sell it for the last 3 years as a bait shop, but nobody seemed to want to buy it that way. So we're moving it to residential, and we're selling it that way. So yeah, this will be Sunday will be the last day of the bait shop.
So how did you get into this business? How did the landing come about? How did you end up doing what you've been doing for all these years?
You know, I first came up to Green Lake, and then Little Green back when I was about 10 years old with my family camping. And then when I was in my teens, I had a buddy, and we came up fishing and camping and stuff. And then I bought a camper in the campground when I was a little older. And then this place came up for sale, and That's how I got here, and I've been here 23 years now.
And who'd have thought, right, when this all started, you're going to...
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good stuff there. Like, how did you end up getting involved in the fishing report? How did John Moser approach you? How did he end up joining us every week for the last, you said, 17, 18 years?
Oh, Johnny. John Moser used to come and fish, and he was pretty loud,
yes,
and he was always happy, and he's like, you know, I think I'm going to start doing a fishing report on the radio show. And so he said, would you want to be part of that? And I said, sure, that sounds fun. I had done some radio shows when I was in college and stuff, and that's how it started. He would come, he would fish two or three times, you know, a month out here on Little Green, and then we started doing the radio show every week, and he would call at 5:15 to 6 a.m. every Thursday or Friday. I think it was Fridays back then.
Okay.
Pretty early in the morning. And, yeah. That's how it went.
Would he do it live back then? Was it a live thing?
It wasn't live.
Okay.
He wouldn't do it live. He said there's too many liabilities with that. But but I think he did it pretty early. I mean, it was early. It was sometimes it was 5 in the morning he would call, and my wife used to hate that.
That's that radio guy again, right?
Yep, every Friday morning.
Well, again, we appreciate all you've done with, because obviously people want to know, you know, what's going on with the lakes and everything. I guess before we talk a little bit more about that, what do we need to know about Little Green or Big Green, or what have you heard here in the past week?
You know, we had the big fishery last weekend out here at Lakeview, and boy, they caught a lot of fish. A lot of nice fish. Some big 8.5-pound walleyes were caught. Some 36, 37-inch pike were caught. Pan fishing, they were a little small yet. But yeah, I think you can still come out here, and this is the last weekend for game fish, and catch your walleyes and pike. Pan fishing, you know, they've been a little small this year, but if you just need to come catch something, there's a lot of those too.
Is there anything left? How are you open this weekend? Do you have anything left in the shop? People are looking to pick some stuff up here, or is it pretty much picked over and gone?
No, we still have some stuff. Yeah, everything's 50% off right now. So there's still a lot of summer stuff left, and a little bit of ice fishing stuff, some jigs and stuff, but mostly summer stuff right now, Rapalas and swim baits and stuff like that. So,
is your first day retired, are you going to go fishing?
No, I'm going to be probably ripping the shop apart. That's probably going to be my first day.
Sure.
I think we got to get it ready for the next person, and that's going to be my job for the next 3-4 weeks.
Gotcha. Well, you know, we appreciate everything that you've done, Todd, for us here at WBEV, and now more recently 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam as well. Again, where are you located? Again, when are you going to be open this weekend?
You know, we're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow. We still have the signs out there. You just follow the signs in. And we are going to be open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every night until Sunday.
All right, Todd, again, thank you so much for all you've done for us. You've kept people informed. We've caught a lot of people, a lot of fish. I know that over the couple of decades you've been with us. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, who spent, I know, last weekend. Rick, you were manning the Raw Bass Customs booth. And I need to know, did you buy more than what you made at the showdown in Madison last week?
Well, Wade, it was pretty close. I bought 4 new reels, 2 new rods, and I came home with like 2 bags of tackle. So I spent a lot down there, but, you know, made a lot of money down there too. It was a pretty good show. I mean, it was a constant, guys were in the booth, and, you know, one of the best things is their main speaker. His name is Ishman Rowe, and he's a bass touring professional. Fishes tournaments all over the country, and he was their main speaker. He had did seminars all 3 days, and he walked the show twice, and he came into our booth on Sunday, and I was the only person in the whole show that he bought baits from.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, that made me feel good. And he looked me right in the eye and he said, you know, I'm all over the country. I do a lot of shows. And he said, man, you got talent. He said, you definitely can paint some really good lures. So, I mean, that really made me feel good. Kind of made my day. So that was all right.
So isn't it going to be cool if you're watching, like, something on, like, Bassmasters or something on, like, in Saturday morning and you see, oh, you pick out one of your lures that he's catching this humongous fish with?
Well, that's what I said. I mean, he's on TV a lot. He's you know, camera boats with him quite a bit. And, man, I'd fall over backwards. All of a sudden, I see him tossing one of my big glide baits around and catching fish on him. That'd be super cool.
Hopefully, he has your information so he can continue to stock with Raw Bass Customs, right?
Oh, yeah. He took my card, and he actually said, I'll probably be getting a hold of you in a little while. He said, once I show my buddies these baits, they're going to want some. So that was pretty cool.
I can't wait to see the patch on TV, the pink with the orange patch, the orange patch or the pink patch of your logo?
Lime green. It'd be lime green. Yep. So it sticks out. No doubt.
So I know you were obviously busy at the show, but have you heard anything about fishing in the area where we're at with this 50 degree weather and the rain that we've had?
Well, Tim Nails and I actually went out tip-up fishing 2 days ago out here on Fox Lake, and we set out a bunch of tip-ups and we had a little wager on who'd catch the biggest fish. And within 5 minutes, we had two flags go off. He caught like a 17-inch bass, and I had about a 28, 30-inch pike on, and I got him right to the hole, and he snapped my line.
Oh, Tim snapped your line?
Tim no, had, the oh, fish did. Oh, the fish did.
I thought it was Tim that snapped it because he didn't want to lose.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him to do that. You know, he'd run over there with a big scissors and cut my line. But no, snapped my line, and then he caught another pike, and we had six other flags, but they wouldn't pick up the minnow. So, I mean, it was pretty active. You know, we did a little cookout and stuff out there. It was a good time. So, but I do know the ramps, you know, on Town Park and Twin Shores are getting pretty bad. There was a lot of water on the ice. I mean, you know, the ice is still, you know, 13, 14, 15 inches thick, depending where you go. But the ramps were getting pretty junky. And we're talking about today where I think we're going to get some aluminum ramps and put them out by the town park for the guys that can get out with four-wheelers yet. But I do know I had a hot tip the other day. Two of my friends went to the Wisconsin River, got their boats out, and the walleyes are almost jumping in the boat up the Wisconsin River by the Dells. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. And if you feel like digging out your boat, the fishing, they said it was just probably the best they've ever had.
Last year at this time, everybody had their boat out because there was no ice. I remember that the last weekend of fishing, everybody was fishing like it was July.
Oh, yeah, March 1st, I got my boat home last weekend, no doubt. Now we got, you know, 15, 16 inches of ice, and it's probably going to be to the end of March unless we get some serious warm weather.
Well, Rick, do you have to restock your Raw Bass Customs after the show, or do you still have them available at any stores across the region?
Actually, two stores that I put in actually called me on Monday. They want to get their baits for the spring in already. So I got baits left over from the show, and that's actually what I'm doing right now. Is I'm getting the orders ready for the two stores. So it won't be long, and everybody will be restocked and ready to go.
Where can people find Raw Bass Customs lures, and also if they want to book a tour, a guiding trip here this summer, what do they need to know?
Yeah, it's kind of funny you said that, too. I booked three guide trips this week already as well. But Fishtails here in Fox Lake, Stew's Bait and Tackle in Partyville, and M&M Tackle are probably your three closest places. And if you want to get into a nice bass trip this spring, this summer, you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
Rick Wendland, our outdoorsman, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.